Warren Buffett and Jamie Dimon, icons of American capitalism, have joined the call for the rich to pay more in taxes. Their motives? Publicly, fairness and fiscal responsibility. Privately, perhaps a deeper understanding that an unsustainable tax structure threatens the very economic system that made them icons. But the irony is stark. The latest proposal for a so-called millionaire's tax would do little, if anything, to actually increase the tax burden on those at the very top. This is a policy built for headlines, not for results. The ultra-wealthy, Bezos, Musk, Buffett himself, don't derive wealth from salaries or tips. They live off asset appreciation, capital gains, and strategic borrowing, income streams barely touched by traditional tax code mechanics. In fact, targeting income to tax wealth is like trying to fix a leak by repainting the walls. Why this tax will hit the wrong targets, let's get clear. Increasing marginal income tax rates from 37% to 40%, or even 45%, may sound aggressive, but it targets the wrong demographic. The reality, most billionaires don't earn income. In the traditional sense, their wealth is stored in stock, equity stakes, and deferred gains. Income taxes apply mostly to doctors, lawyers, executives, and athletes, not hedge fund titans or unicorn founders. The result? The tax falls squarely on high earners with salaries, not the truly ultra-rich with equity-based wealth. It may slow economic mobility more than it solves inequality. Capital gains, carried interest, the real tax gap, what remains untouched, for now, are the levers that actually propel billionaire wealth with minimal tax friction. Qualified dividends and long-term capital gains remain capped at 23.8%. Carried interest allows private equity and hedge fund managers to pay capital gains tax on performance fees. No mark-to-market requirement exists, so unsold appreciation isn't taxed at all. Loan-based liquidity, borrowing against assets, allows billionaires to fund their lives tax-free. In short, if tax justice is the goal, tweaking income tax rates misses the mark by miles. Audit decline. The system's blind spot. Worse still, even existing obligations may go uncollected. The IRS, chronically underfunded and stretched thin, has slashed audits of high-net-worth individuals over the last decade. That includes wealthy individuals with sophisticated offshore structures, large partnerships and trusts. Complex pass-through entities. This vacuum invites non-compliance. Tax strategy has become tax avoidance by default, not design. Global reflection. What other jurisdictions get right, or wrong? Across the Atlantic, the EU has wrestled with taxing mobile capital and intangible wealth. France's wealth tax famously chased millionaires to Belgium. Scandinavia avoids wealth taxes but taxes capital gains aggressively and consistently. Canada, the UK, and Australia are inching toward closing capital income gaps, while emerging markets struggle to track global assets at all. The U.S., with its dominance of global financial markets, sits at a unique pivot point. Yet its system, ironically, rewards wealth held, not work done. What real reform could look like if the goal is structural fairness, not just political theater? Reform must go beyond cosmetic tweaks. Consider mark-to-market taxation. Annual taxation of unrealized gains for ultra-wealthy individuals, as proposed by some Democratic senators, would address the asset appreciation blind spot. Eliminate carried interest treatment and the long-standing preference for private equity profits. Tax performance fees as ordinary income. Raise capital gains rates for top earners. Introduce a new top-tier rate, potentially aligned with income tax levels, for gains above a certain threshold. Expand IRS enforcement resources. Modernize audit technology, bolster personnel, and focus on wealth-adjacent structures like trusts and partnerships. Estate and gift tax modernization. Reframe loopholes in GRATs, valuation discounts, and dynasty trusts, key tools used to avoid intergenerational taxation. Final thought: when tax reform becomes tax theater, what's being proposed today is not reform, it's optics. A millionaire's tax, designed to look tough on inequality while preserving the very mechanics that created it. Warren Buffett wasn't being humble when he said he pays a lower rate than his secretary. He was issuing a challenge, and it's one Washington still hasn't answered, until the U.S. tax code targets.